Everett, who turned himself in Friday, stands accused of signing designating petitions that were filed with the Board of Elections as a witness. It is alleged in official documents cited by the Troy Record that he was not present for those signatures. Two felony counts are involved: first degree offering a false instrument for filing, and second-degree forgery. Everett, who picked up 260 votes, came in third in the primary, won by TRIP Executive Director Patrick Madden. The party-endorsed candidate topped Rodney Wiltshire in a race that went to absentee ballots. Wiltshire is still running on the working family's line. Here's Madden.
I've had occasion to meet Ernest on a couple of times. I hope that it's not true. He's a bright young man, passionate. I think he has a future. I hope that it turns out that this is not accurate. I'd hate to see him have made such a mistake. But that'll play out in the court.
Voter fraud and political shenanigans are nothing new to the Collar City. The possibility of a call for a revote has been brought up. Madden thinks that's unlikely.
I can't imagine it. I don't know how that would take place within the time frame that's that we have in front of us. I think we're 6 weeks away from Election Day?
The Wiltshire camp believes they would have tasted victory had Everett not been in the race. Wiltshire, the city council president, told Time Warner Cable News,
"Based on, you know, our polling and our effort that we put throughout the city, we feel that those votes that, you know, went to him would have naturally went to us, and that would have put me in a clear victory in the Democratic primaries. He's now hung out to dry, and the entire election process has been corrupted by, you know, a few individuals. It's really unfortunate for our city."
County Democratic Party Chair Tom Wade told the Troy Record he did not believe Madden would have won the primary if Everett was not in the race. Wiltshire has suggested Madden and Everett may be in cahoots, going on record saying the two have been explicit in their mutual support. Madden calls that allegation laughable.
"I've had enough trouble running my own campaign, marshaling the resources, marshaling the volunteers to get things done that I needed to done. I would have had no time to be in cahoots with somebody on anything that grandiose."
Madden presses on.
"As I go door to door following the primary, I am going to the places with Ernest Everett signs, and I've been getting a lot of support from his former supporters."
Attempts to connect with Everett's legal team were unsuccessful. Everett reportedly has a court date set for October 22nd. Troy police did not return several calls. Election Day is November 3rd. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.